You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello and welcome to a Tuesday Live right here on the Early Line on Sports Grid and all across the Sports Grid network. That includes sportsgrid.com/watch, where you can find your favorite destination to consume everything all across the grid. He is Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens. We are here together for the next 3 hours up until 11 a.m. Eastern time, bright and early on this Tuesday morning, to break it all down. A full recap of Lou Gehrig Day in Major League Baseball on a Monday. Still with some days off until we get to the start of the NBA Finals. That tips on Thursday. And when the puck drops in the Stanley Cup Final, that is tomorrow. Plenty of breakdowns and series previews over these 3 hours up until 11 a.m. Eastern time. And much to the delight of Donnie Wrightside, a ton of NFL news and notes and big stories around the football landscape to give to you here on this Tuesday as well.
Every day you take a look at that calendar and you get one step closer to football season, which I cannot wait for. There's a lot of still, yes, Major League Baseball out there. The weather and the temperature starting to get hotter. The RBI props are popping every single night. It's a lot of fun to watch that play out and realizing we only have 7 games maximum in the NHL, 7 games maximum in the NBA. It's almost summertime here, but when we get to summer, which means you're one step closer to fall. Fast forward the summer, people. Hashtag that.
Our final month without football until March of 2026, because for the first time ever, as Donnie has shared, in Canton, Ohio, an NFL preseason game late in the month of July, the Hall of Fame game that will start things out next month. But it feels like football in the way that we start this Tuesday here on the Early Line on Sports Grid. After a record-setting season in his debut year for the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, Saquon Barkley will grace the cover of Madden 26. Donnie Wrightside not only will have the two replica Lombardi trophies, but that Saquon Barkley and the backward hurdle somewhere in his set here in the next couple of months.
Yeah, by the way, put the camera on me right now. Ready for this? Watch this, Ben, live.
Yeah, please. Oh, he's a little bit far away from the mic. Oh, my goodness.
My good buddy Joe Lisi, you know, check this out right here. Look at that. Look at that. I don't need the pick. I don't need it. So I just wanted to show the people out there what the deal is and how we get down in the DRS household. So what an epic, epic moment. And by the way, yesterday we talked about this on Moneyline. That was the play of the season, even though it technically didn't mean all that much on a third down dump down pass in a game against Jacksonville Jaguars early in the season. But love to see it. Saquon, absolutely deserving. And if you are a Giants fan, just keep on sticking that needle in there, man. I mean, that's how bad does that hurt? Everything of all Saquon's dreams came true in Philadelphia. Nobody wants to be in New York anymore. They want to be in Philadelphia, Ben, including you too. Get out of New York. Escape.
All right. Hey, listen, I hear there's good real estate down there in regional Philadelphia. I'll make my way. And heck, if I can wear shorts when I host a national television show, then I'll do the same. Did you? Yeah, come on. Let's see those legs. That's summertime, baby.
The Crocs baby.
And the shorts. Summertime in the
business
DRS household.
Hello. Come on.
It's like a mullet for hosting a national TV and radio show. Business up front, party down low. That's the story of Donnie Wrightside through and through. Are you worried at all about a Madden curse for Saquon and the Birds in 2025?
Look, and again, I don't say this to be like, he's talking nonsense now. The Eagles have fulfilled every single dream I could ever have in my entire life. So I will say this. If the Eagles never won another football game for as long as I live, I would be okay with that. I would be okay. The Eagles have fulfilled every dream and memory in my life, and I'm fine with it.
Talk to me come September, my friend, but I appreciate the positivity at this moment. Big news around the National Football League as well for the Detroit Lions. Their all-pro center, Frank Ragnow, after only 7 years in the National Football League and at the age of 29, announced his retirement yesterday. DRS, too many injuries and pain for him to continue his football playing days. You'll feel for Ragnow and a big hole in the middle of that stout offensive line for Detroit now to fill.
Yeah, I'm telling you, what news came out yesterday, amazing. That is the quarterback of your offensive line and not just a random center. One of the best centers in football at 29 years old, which means he wasn't ready to retire at the end of the season where Detroit could have made some moves and maybe traded for a veteran center or draft a little bit higher center if they needed one. That was shocking news because he's one of the best on top of his game, but respect the guy too. Glad these guys are making a lot of money now. We're at 29. You can make that decision. Like it's detrimental to my health if I continue to play and recognizing that situation. Because the last thing he wants to do is leave his team high and dry. There are his boys in that locker room. You don't think he wants to go to war with those guys? And the fact that he has the mental clarity to be like, you know what? I just can't give you my all here. I'm hanging it up. You got to have a lot of respect for that. You do.
An absolute warrior, DRS, that even through the injuries, played at least 15 games in the regular season for Detroit each of the previous 3 years, a part of the turnaround in Motown. We'll talk about what it means for the Lions in an offseason of change in the Motor City. Mm. Let's get to Major League Baseball. Seven-game slate on a Monday and some extra innings fun last night in Los Angeles. Well, at least fun if you are the New York Mets after the World Series rematch at the Ravine over the weekend against the Yankees. The NLCS rematch continues this week against the Mets, and New York takes game number one, winning 4-3 in 10 innings.
Yeah, Mets playing good baseball, and also the Dodgers not capitalizing on what they had yesterday, which means 2 of 11 with runners in scoring position. And how about Paul Blackburn just coming out of nowhere? 5 innings pitched, 3 hits, no earned runs in Chavez Ravine against the Dodgers. That's a great performance. They end up winning that in extra innings.
Francisco Lindor hitting home run on the second pitch of the game. The Mets had a 2-0 lead into the seventh. Shohei Ohtani a single shot to cut into the deficit and a sac fly RBI in the home half of the ninth to force extras. The Dodgers unable to prevail as the Mets scored 2 in the 10th. The Dodgers only 1. Speaking of extra innings, DRS, we were scoreless in regulation by the Bay last night. Logan Webb, an absolute gem for the Giants, but it comes up in a losing effort as Jose Iglesias for San Diego and an RBI sac fly in the top of the 10th. The Padres beat the Giants 1-0.
Yeah, look at Webb on the mound. 8 innings, pitched 6 hits, no earned runs, no walks yesterday, and they lose the baseball game on a Colek start. Has been struggling the past couple starts, not last night. 5 2/3 innings, no earned runs given up, 1-0 here. That's what we anticipate sometimes when you take a look at those games at home in San Francisco.
A lot of love around the National League with the hottest team in the NL in all of MLB. That remains the Milwaukee Brewers. They win 3-2 yesterday in Cincinnati. The Brew Crew, DRS, has now won 8 straight.
Yeah, looking good, too. And by the way, yesterday I had a couple RBI props. One of those in that game was Ellie De La Cruz, cashed that one in early, but also passed up on Yelich. He went 1-for-4, but that one hit was a home run. Should have bet that one as well.
Bottom of the third, DRS for Christian Yelich, that solo shot. That was the game-winning run. All 5 runs total in the game scored in the opening 3 frames. And let's give it up, because now everybody in Major League Baseball has won double-digit games. Yep. The Colorado Rockies, as a hefty underdog in Miami, pick up win number 10 of the season, 6-4 over the Fish.
Had 4 RBI props in this game, picked up 2 of those. And how about this? You know, the Fish lose this game 3-of-16 with runners in scoring position. A second straight day not able to cash in. Anytime you lose to Colorado is a bad one. But I talked about Meyer yesterday. Last 6 starts, 5 bad starts. 5 innings pitched, 10 hits, 5 runs given up, 4 of those earned. Not good enough there. Big win for the Rockies. Maybe their only win
the women's
month.
College World. Oh, yeah. Oh, we'll talk more about it. The Women's College World Series Championship set is now determined. Texas Tech into the WCSWS for the first time ever in playing in the finals. They will take on Texas, the Red Raiders, ending the dynastic run of Oklahoma. And how about Miami into the Super Regionals in college baseball? More on the Early Line next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
We welcome you back to this Tuesday morning live right here on the Early Line on Sports Grid. A 7-game slate around Major League Baseball on a Monday to start off a new week. Officially Lou Gehrig Day in MLB with 7 games dotting the docket, including DRS for a second consecutive series in downtown Los Angeles. A rematch of pretty seismic stages after the World Series rematch against the New York Yankees over the weekend. The second NLCS rematch of this season, second and final between the New York Mets and the LA Dodgers. 2 weekends ago now up in Queens, the Amazons took 2 of 3 against the Dodgers. Now for a second consecutive week, that NLCS rematch in Los Angeles, and the Mets continue to have the Dodgers number this time around. Make it 3 wins in 4 games for the Amazons over the Dodgers this year. Last night at Chavez Ravine in extra innings, the Mets prevail in the opener 4-3. New York had a 2-zip lead entering the bottom half of the 7th. Shohei Ohtani, a solo home run. In the home half of the 9th, Shohei Ohtani, an RBI sack fly to force extra innings. The Mets play 2 in the top of the 10th. The Dodgers had chances in the home half of the 10th, but only able to scratch across 1 run. Their comeback falls short. New York wins the opener in Los Angeles 4-3 is the outright underdog.
Yeah, both leadoff guys. How about home runs yesterday? Francisco Lindor going 2 of 5 yesterday, 2 RBI, 1 home run, lifting his average down to 285 on the season. Shohei Ohtani, 292 on the season, only getting that one base hit, but that one base hit was a home run, as you stated, getting the late RBI as well, so a 2 RBI night for him. Also, nobody's worried about the Dodgers. The outcome is not really going to change anybody's thoughts on the World Series or can the Dodgers win the National League West or the National League pennant at that point here, but it is interesting just to see where, yes, they are still human. They're 36-24, which is still a very good record. But look at the New York Mets. Like, on the Phillies faltering here and had the day off yesterday, they continue to provide big-time victories here, which includes one of those games in Los Angeles. Like, you know what? We're going to throw Paul Blackburn out here against maybe the most talented team in baseball and still win that baseball game? That's a massive win. That's almost like picking up 2 wins in 1. And as I said with the Dodgers, you got to be better with runners in scoring position. 2 of 11, not going to get it done in a 1-run loss. That's going to certainly hurt you. Flip side other way. Was it 3 of 9 for the Mets, which is fine. Hitting over 300 with runners in scoring position, you'll take that. But again, the biggest performance of the day was not Shohei Ohtani. It wasn't Francisco Lindor. It was Paul Blackburn. 5 innings pitched, no earned runs in a spot start. That's tremendous help.
The New York Mets ERS in early May had the best record in the National League and then hit a little bit of a stall until they got to that first NLCS rematch against the Dodgers. They won the weekend. They took 2 of 3. That has now started, including last night's victory in Los Angeles. 8 wins in the last 9 games for the Amazons. So as you mentioned, 38-22 for New York, the best record in the National League, a half game in front of the Cubbies, a game and a half now in front of the Phillies for that top spot in the NL East. Are the Dodgers bad? Absolutely not. They are 36-24 this year. Are they falling short of what was a sky high and potentially record-setting pace that we had set the expectations on LA entering 2025? Yeah. They're still the favorites right now at minus 160 DRS to have the best record this MLB season. But the Dodgers at 36-24, far off the pace. That's the Detroit Tigers, as we'll talk about in just a matter of moments. And the Dodgers entered this year with an incredibly lofty win total of 105.5. That updated number now for Los Angeles, 102.5.
Yeah, and it is. Look, L.A. is always going to be there. At this point, we understand that is going to be the placement here. The New York Metropolitans, they'll be right in it, too. You take a look at the Philadelphia Phillies and the Atlanta Braves, but we have a long way to go. 4 months in the regular season left to go here. The cream is going to rise to the top here, Ben.
No doubt about it. A lot of time left for these teams. We're talking 36-24, 38-22. That's 60 games for both New York and Los Angeles. We still have more than 100 to end out the long Major League Baseball season. A California contest last night in San Francisco between NLS foes, the Giants and the Padres, both playing pretty good baseball this year. And San Diego comes away with a win in the opening game of this midweek set. 1-0 in extras, DRS. We were scoreless in regulation. Stephen Kolek for San Diego, great. Logan Webb, 8 innings of shutout baseball, the ace for San Francisco. But in the 10th inning, Jose Iglesias, an RBI sack fly for the Padres. That was the game winner. San Diego takes the opener as a pretty hefty underdog on the road. 1-0, total of 7.5, of course, stays well under.
Yeah, what a tough loss for San Francisco at home. You take a look, as you said, Logan Webb was sensational yesterday. 8 innings pitched, no walks yesterday, no earned runs, and 7 strikeouts. But then you take a look at the batters for the San Francisco Giants. It's not for lack of trying. 1 of 12 with runners in scoring position, and that one base hit with a runner in scoring position didn't even equate to a run, because why? They didn't score a single run yesterday. But you have to give a lot of props. The San Diego bullpen has been very good over the past couple years. Kolek with a great start. Morejon, Estrada, Adam, and how Suarez coming in late in that game. 2 full innings pitched, no earned runs given up. He actually got the victory in that game, and away you move forward. Fantastic stuff from that bullpen, but just unclutch hitting from the San Francisco Giants.
24-14, San Francisco's mark on May 7th. Since that point, they are 9-13. A little bit of lackluster baseball. The Padres, a similar story after a very, very hot start to the season. Both teams well above 500. If the season ended today, both would be flirting with a playoff spot. but in a very competitive National League DRS for both San Diego and San Francisco. By the way, the Giants, 15 consecutive games without scoring more than four runs. They were blanked in 10 innings yesterday. Donnie, you look around the NL right now. The Brew Crew, the hottest team in the bigs. They've won eight straight. The St. Louis Cardinals, a wildly surprising team. Both the Mets and the Phillies, well above 500 in the NL East. Giants, Padres, Dodgers, all playing good baseball. The National League is stacked. Here are the odds to win the pennant at this moment. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers still a short favorite at plus 140.
And they should be at this point. And I told you, the Mets and the Phillies will bounce back and forth all summer long. One team in first place, the other team in first place. One team getting hot, one team cooling off a little bit. That's the expectations. Then on the periphery there, it will be the Chicago Cubs and maybe the Atlanta Braves if they can creep back in. But those Giants, you're right. The bats just haven't been as hot. Jung-Hoo Lee was one of my favorite batters in Major League Baseball. Where have you been, baby? Where have you been?
More news about Major League Baseball next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
All we can say is congratulations to Colorado. The Rockies last night in South Florida snapping their fourth different eight-game losing skid of the season to finally get to double digits. That's 10 wins this year for the Rockies as they beat Miami in Miami 6-4. DRS, the Marlins yesterday entered this game as a minus 198 moneyline favorite. It was just the eighth time this year the Fish were even favored to win a game. 23-34, the mark for Miami entering last night's matchup. Now make it 23-35. And how about Colorado? Make it 10-50. The Rockies snap the eight-game slide. They pick up a big road win in South Florida.
Yeah, and also you had a couple home runs there from Goodman. You were in the middle of that lineup, a guy that looks like he could be able to produce. But also understand this. Like, look at the Marlins. They scored four times in the first two innings and didn't score again against that horrible bullpen of the Colorado Rockies. That says a lot. And also says a lot about the Rockies getting down 4-1 right off the bat on the road against the Marlins team. It's like, we lose every game. They fought back and won that. And also, Max Meyer and a minus 200 favorite yesterday for a pitcher that wasn't pitching all that well was kind of crazy. But yesterday, you know, we clipped it, sent it out on social media and tweets. We really liked the over in this game. It was over eight, got the 10 runs, easily secured that. But also, when you look at the Marlins, like, you do have to win that game, but also 3 of 16. Like, you had 16 runners in scoring position, and you lost that game against the Rockies. Like, you should be 10 for 16 with runners in scoring position against that pitching staff. Didn't work out. All you can ask for sometimes are opportunities, but also, who bet the Marlins at, like, minus 200 yesterday? Tough scene.
Not that I believe anybody should be an underdog against Colorado or even close to a pick 'em favorite, especially on their own home diamond. But Miami now at 23-35, being near a $2 favorite against any team in the bigs, is kind of insane. And Colorado proves that point yesterday. Hunter Goodman, the catcher for the Rocks, 3-5 at a dish, 2 home runs yesterday, a career year so far for the Rockies in his third year in the bigs. 9 home runs, DRS, 34 RBIs, batting above 270. All of that on pace to be career best marks for Colorado. So a very good sign for the Rockies. But 10-50 still is the record right now for Colorado. We detailed yesterday at the end of the weekend how a 9-50 start was the worst in Major League Baseball ever through 59 games. How about through 60, even with a win yesterday on the road in Miami? 10-50, still the worst start through 60 games in the history of Major League Baseball. So, Donnie, the question is, just how bad, how far is rock bottom this year for the Rocks? Of course, last year we saw the White Sox set a modern era record in Major League Baseball dating back to 1901, 41-121, the most losses in a single season in the modern history of Major League Baseball. The Rockies well on pace to break that record, or a poor part of distinction in MLB history. Just how bad could it be for the Rockies this year?
It's probably already rock bottom at this point, right? You're 8 games back, technically, of the Chicago White Sox. But understand this, like, what's the point of the Rocky season? The point is to win baseball games now and maybe make up 8 games on the White Sox? Like, no. Like, your only job now is to stay as far back as you can, get a high draft pick here, maybe reset with a couple veterans on your team, trade them away and try to rebuild. But as I've said again, baseball doesn't work in Colorado at all. It's like, you say, hey, home court advantage for the Denver Nuggets. You know, we come up here, it's high elevation. No, it's like home court disadvantage for the Colorado Rockies, because I never heard of free agents go, I'm not going to Denver here. Like, there's no way I'm playing that elevation. But pitchers will go there. Can you imagine, like, hey, Steph Curry's a free agent, he's 26 years old. Denver has the most money to offer. He goes, yeah, but you can't shoot in high elevation. They use heavier basketballs there. It'll mess me up. Like, only in baseball does this happen here. And the shame of it is Colorado is bearing the brunt, where now you're in a division that's just an arms race. The Dodgers will outspend everybody in baseball. San Francisco's getting on board. San Francisco's got so much money, nobody even wanted to take the money the past 2 years. Guys are starting to take the money. San Diego is now spending money, and so are the Arizona Diamondbacks. So you're the Rockies with a competitive disadvantage. You can have all the money in the world. Nobody is going to take that money and go there. Nobody.
10-50 right now. The Rockies 26 games back of the LA Dodgers for that top spot within the NL West. DRS, there are 29 MLB team win totals updated right now live on the FanDuel Sportsbook. The one that is notably absent, that would be the Rockies. Of course, they would be a very hefty favorite to have the worst record this year in Major League Baseball. I would think an updated over-under for wins, 37.5, 38 and a hook. More scores for Monday around MLB next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The hottest team around Major League Baseball resides in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yesterday on the road in Cincinnati, the Brewers pick up their 8th consecutive victory over the Cincinnati Reds. A 3-2 winner for the Brew Crew. DRS, where all 5 runs scored combined between the two clubs yesterday came in the opening 3 frames of this contest, including what turned out to be the game-winning run for Milwaukee, a Christian Yelich solo home run in that top of the 3rd inning. Milwaukee picks up the 3-2 win, making 8 straight victories for the Brewers.
Yeah, playing good baseball here. Not a great lineup from top to bottom. The best in that lineup is Christian Yelich, who did hit a home run yesterday. But you are getting some pieces that are rising to the occasion, particularly in their starting pitching staff. And you got another good one yesterday. Savali's not a great pitcher, but he doesn't have a lot. Came in, I think, like 12 or 12 and a third innings pitched on the season. Not good. 5 1/3 innings yesterday. Did give up 7 hits and 2 earned runs, but you'll take that. Any pitcher, 5 1/3 innings pitched here and only giving up 2 runs, put yourself in the ballgame to win it, which is exactly what the Milwaukee Brewers did yesterday. Singer's not a great pitcher either. 5 innings pitched, 3 earned runs. So the bullpens were pretty sturdy here to close out that game. And Milwaukee comes away with a victory again. Only 5 games above 500, but certainly not playing like that. They're playing a much better clip.
33-28 DRS now for the Brew Crew on this 8-game win streak. It's funny you mentioned 5 games above 500. We have talked about how stacked the National League is. 8 teams now, including Milwaukee, with a 5-game above 500 record or better. Only 6 of the same in the American League. Why is that important? Now in the expanded postseason, we have 6 teams that reach the playoffs, of course, the 3 divisional winners, and now 3 wild card teams in each of these leagues, which, DRS, if you were kind of predicting that postseason picture, much more of a jumbled race, where when you look at the odds to win the pennant right now, 2 teams that reside in the top 10 of the 10 best prices to win the National League pennant at this moment are sub 500. That's both the Atlanta Braves, who have the fifth best price, as you see there, and the Arizona Diamondbacks. So a couple of those teams in this picture are not even the teams that are above 500 in the National League at this moment. Should be a really good race through the entirety of this summer and early fall for those playoff spots in the National League.
Yeah, we'll see who beefs up also at the trade deadline. Teams will get hot. Teams will get cold. Just got to stay in the mix at that point. And also with the advent, again, of the extra wild card, more teams believe they're in it longer here. So it makes that price more expensive at the trade deadline if you want to pick up an extra bat, an extra bullpen arm, or certainly an extra frontline starting pitcher. But some of those teams there, they'll rise to the occasion. We're expecting the Dodgers to be there. The Mets and Phillies will probably tangle all the way. The question is going to be, is like, who's that extra team? Because somebody has to win the Central Division. We get that. But is it going to be like a bid stealer from the Arizona Diamondbacks? Is going to be the San Francisco Giants, the Padres there? Or then you get back to the Central. Can the Cardinals continue to play good baseball? We'll find out as we go. But the one thing you do know is win your division, get to the playoffs. That's what matters. But a lot of teams will be fighting for those final wild card spots.
Yes, they certainly will, DRS. And everybody in MLB looking up at the team with the best record right now, that consistently has been the Detroit Tigers here as of late. The Tigers now the fastest team in Major League Baseball, the first to 40 wins as they absolutely hammer the Chicago White Sox, as one should, last night on the South Side, including a career-best 3-home run game. For Kerry Carpenter. Jack Flaherty, great on the bump for Detroit as well. They beat Chicago 13-1. 40-21 is the record for Detroit here this year. DRS, they are 22-9 in their last 31 games, playing stellar baseball, the best record right now in MLB.
Yeah, pretty impressive, man. Easy victory. That's what you're supposed to do. Beat down bad baseball teams in their own building. Warmer temperatures in Chicago yesterday, and Detroit certainly took advantage of that, which, as you said, Kerry Carpenter, one of my favorite batters in Major League Baseball, 3 bombs, 5 RBI yesterday, and a lot of hits on that roster to go with it, as they got 16 total hits for those 13 runs. And also, you take a look at Flaherty on the mound. Sometimes in a blowout, it's like, just lose a little focus, just throw some strikes here, keep the game going. He was really good. 6 innings pitched, only 1 earned run given up. Cannon got blown away with 5 earned runs. And then you take a look at Bryce Wilson, who got brought in just to try to calm it down in long relief. He didn't do anything. 12 hits given up for him and 8 earned runs. Bad pitching staff, bad baseball team. You get beat badly yesterday.
Again, we have talked about how historically awful the Colorado Rockies are, outpacing the White Sox as the worst team in the modern era of Major League Baseball a season ago. Chicago's not doing much better this year. They're 18-42. That's a win percentage of 30 for Chicago this season. How about Mike Trout? Back for the first time in about a month for the LA Angels off the IL. DRS, 4 games since he returned on May 30th. A base knock at least in all 4 games. He is 8-14 at the dish. He's got 5 total RBIs, including a ribby and 3 consecutive for the Halos. And last night, 3-4 for Los Angeles, including a 454-foot home run for the Halos as they beat the Red Sox in Fenway 7-6, the final.
Yeah, Red Sox certainly not helping their cause, losing games to the Angels. But also, Mike Trout, if you are the organization of the Angels, Mike Trout is back. He is healthy. He's hitting the baseball. Uh-oh. Put him in bubble wrap. Put him up for sale. Move that contract. Get a prospect or two back, because you know how this ends. In 1 month, we'll be like, ooh, Trout left the game and knee injury flared up just a little bit, only never to see him again in 2025. You've been through this before. Make the appropriate response here. Put him in bubble wrap and get rid of him now.
A 3-run home run for Mike Trout in the top of the first. The Angels scored 6 in the opening frame of the game. Joe Adell yesterday for LA, 2 home runs as well. Sounds like a man from regional Philadelphia wants another guy with Philly ties, or at least South Jersey ties, in Mike Trout to make his way to Philly. Is Donnie Wrightside hearing sources of sources of sources of Craig Mish that Mike Trout might be on the move to the Phils?
I mean, look, Marsh came from the Angels. Give Marsh back straight up for Mike Trout and have the Angels pay 80% of the contract, and away we go. Trout's a Philadelphia Philly.
Good deal. Who says no? Maybe everybody. Exactly. Well, not the Phillies. That's for sure in MLB. Tough news for the New York Yankees. Their closer, Luke Weaver, placed on the IL. A 105 ERA this year with 8 saves. It's an interesting turn of events for New York, of course, who made the big offseason acquisition to acquire Devin Williams for the Brewers, but he has sucked in his first year in the Bronx. He has battled with fans. The closer job maybe goes back to Devin Williams. The Yankees changed around their entire philosophy around facial hair to allow Devin Williams to have some fun. He's got a 6.23 ERA this season.
Yeah, maybe he can get back into it. Maybe it's that spot that you waited for. It's like, all right, we're going to give you another shot at the closer before it really gets detrimental if you can't close games in August and September and into the playoffs. Might be a little bit of a silver lining where he can get that mojo back, because if not, then you'll know he just can't hold up the pitching under the big bright lights of New York.
DRS, a story that you wanted to discuss. Let's break it down here and we can continue in our next segment. The Seattle Mariners announced on Monday afternoon they will be retiring Randy Johnson's number 51 jersey, joining Ichiro Suzuki, who is also having the number 51 retired in his honor. So two players, same jersey number, both having that uniform and number retired. DRS quote tweeted that yesterday saying, quote, sounds like a hot topic for me tomorrow on TEL at Sports Grid. DRS, the floor is yours.
Look, here's the issue I have with this. And I love Randy Johnson being like, basically, it's about time. Like, I've already had a number retired in Arizona. I did a ton of good things there for the Mariners, and now we're actually going to retire that number. Okay, there's a reason why he actually went into the Hall of Fame, not as a Mariner, but as an Arizona Diamondback. But let's get beyond this here. The foolishness is now catching up to us. Like, we're going to retire number 51 and give it to two players. How about this? How about all the sports you get together and say, you know what's really cool for a team? We have a wall of fame or a hall of fame that we can induct you on our own team here. No numbers, just a player, just a plaque, and put everything that they've done good on that plaque here and hang it up on the outfield wall or somewhere you can look at it here. We don't need to retire numbers. It's the stupidest possible thing you can do, because apparently baseball and all professional sports, they'll end in 50 years because there'll be no numbers left to give out.
That's pretty good stuff out of Donnie Wrightside. Randy Johnson, more years in Seattle, 10, than in Arizona. Only 8 more next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Let's talk some football here in early June on this Tuesday on the Early Line on Sports Grid. You can see it kind of. No, I don't believe you can. Donnie's head seems to be blocking it. We don't need to have him get up to show off the shorts once again. But Donnie already has the actual image of Saquon Barkley in the backward hurdle from a season ago, which is the exact imagery that will grace the cover of Madden 26, as we learned yesterday. And Donnie, if I do say so myself, to have it in the Kelly Greens, that also an incredibly beautiful sight and a great decision by EA Sports. What was also really cool was that shot was recreated. Saquon Barkley did that in the promo shoot for the cover of Madden 26 after a historic season, 2,005 rushing yards in his debut year with the Eagles, becoming the ninth player in NFL history to rush for more than 2,000 yards in a single season. Saquon continued that on a prolific playoff run that helped guide the Eagles to their second Lombardi Trophy in franchise history. In total, regular and postseason for Barkley, DRS, 2,504 yards, moving past Terrell Davis of the Broncos for the most rushing yards in an entire season in NFL history. And the reward, the cover star of Madden 26.
And also, put that picture back up of Saquon Barkley, because the focus here isn't necessarily for me on Saquon Barkley. It was a great play. Love that he's on Madden. A lot of respect. We poke fun at Giants fans. But do you see that uniform? Like, look at that uniform. I don't know if there's a better uniform, like, and I don't mean a little bit biased, in sports. Like, we talk about, like, the powder blues of the Chargers, right? It's like, ooh, that's a pretty uniform. The old Miami Dolphins uniforms, which, again, brings me to my next point. The powder blues are not the regular jersey for the Chargers, which makes my head explode. The Miami Dolphins changing their uniform for one of the most iconic, beautiful uniforms in history blows my mind. The Philadelphia Eagles, who were allowed to actually change the color of their green when Jeffrey Lurie bought the team in the mid-1990s, is astoundingly stupid at this point. He's a great owner, maybe the best owner in professional sports history in Philadelphia, but he would have never been allowed to do that in the social media age. Again, I brought this point up many times. Like, the Giants going to, like, Carolina blue in the mid-1990s because, you know, Tisch bought into the Mara family, goes, it's a perfect time to change that. It's unbelievable that that pristine, absolutely beautiful uniform is not worn every single Sunday afternoon for the Philadelphia Eagles. So how about that? Credit Saquon Barkley. Love the play. Love him on Madden. But when I see that, it sort of upsets me that that jersey gets worn like two times a year. You got to be kidding me.
Now, though, in the current era, do you think that if it was the regular home uniform, it would lose its luster? Do you think that newer Eagles fans would still appreciate the Kelly Green as much if it was just the regular home uniform for Philadelphia?
No, because if you go to the stadium and you go to a football game now, everybody wears Eagles jerseys. What's the predominant jersey they don't even wear every Sunday? It's the Kelly Green. It's been that way for decades at this point. Like, yes, Midnight Green, oh, that's all we know, and they won two Super Bowls in the Midnight Green. Yeah, I understand that. We also had 60, 70 years of football where your actual color was the fact that it was Kelly Green, and it was a beautiful, beautiful uniform. Don't even get me started on the woodmark that they use now with the Eagles, which changed from the old one. Lurie's done a lot of things that have been fantastic, but for us old-school Eagle fans, he's done a lot wrong with the color combinations and whatnot here with the Philadelphia Eagles.
But if you deliver the franchise and the fan base two Lombardi trophies when they had never had a single one, you get a little bit of slack, I would say. Let's go back to the final photo of that OTA's B-roll for Philadelphia getting ready for a new season. We don't care about Jalen Hurts. We don't care about Saquon Barkley. Who's that young man wearing 19 in the red? Oh, that's Kyle McCord, the all-time ACC leader for passing yards in a single season for the Syracuse Orange. Is he the best quarterback to ever play collegiately at Syracuse, now to play for the Philadelphia Eagles? Donnie Wrightside might say so.
I don't know, Don McPherson back in the day, Donovan McNabb back in the day. Now, you know, you got to sway me. It's McCord. It's by far. Like, there's no other guy that can hold up. If McCord goes one for one in the preseason, we're going to anoint him as the best Syracuse quarterback in the history of the professional franchise that is the Eagles. Of course we are.
Now, I love Donovan McNabb. Donnie Wrightside has some differing thoughts on that Philadelphia quarterback for his Birds. Let's talk Saquon Barkley moving forward into 2025. The cover star on Madden – and hoping to replicate the historic success he had in his first year in Philadelphia. A shout out to our graphics producer, Jesse Metzger, for the correct decision on the graphic for Saquon Barkley in the Kelly Green there, DRS. You see the single season rushing yards prop for Saquon, 1450.5. That would be a full 500 yards shy of his first year with the Birds. So is that a discount, or is that still incredibly high? To get to 2K again, 16-1. To break Eric Dickerson's record, 33-1. He is the favorite to win Offensive Player of the Year, as he did a season ago. Of course, he was an MVP consideration in 2024, a 50-1 price to replicate that type of conversation in 2025.
Yeah, you're probably betting no on the MVP, no on the Offensive Player of the Year. 2,106 yards here, probably betting a no on that one. 2K plus rushing yards, probably going to bet a no on that one as well. 1450 is an interesting one because he will still be the focal point of this offense. Healthy last year, good offseason, no nicked up injuries. Now, granted, it's the running back position. You can get concussions, you can hurt your hamstring, you can twist up your knee, you can get injured. We get that. It's the toughest position to absolutely guarantee I'm going to be there all 16/17 games since he sat out the last game last year. So the 1450 might make a little bit of sense, but all the other ones, if he does hit that again, the Eagles are probably going to win a Super Bowl, which is ludicrous to even think about even more. But at the same time, for me, he will have a really good year. But those numbers, astronomical on all of those to try to repeat. It's just hard.
You're paying a price and you're paying a premium on every single one of those props as it pertains to Saquon Barkley. The plus 550 price for OPOY, by the way, for Saquon, is $3.50 short of even Jamar Chase, who has the second best number at plus 900. Some reshuffling of the Super Bowl 60 odds, DRS. At some point in the last week or so, since we last looked at them, the Eagles still a favorite or a front runner to win a second consecutive Lombardi Trophy in their title defense, but now a co-favorite with Baltimore at plus 700. I find that a little bit intriguing. We'll talk big picture for the second team in consideration in the NFC, the Lions, next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
So we're having some fun around news in the National Football League. Saquon Barkley, the cover star of Madden 26. But yesterday, DRS, some very significant and impactful news also hit the NFL wire. In Detroit, Frank Ragnow, the Pro Bowl and All-Pro center of the Detroit Lions, a staple of this Lions team as they started to turn things around in the Motor City and especially up front, announces his retirement at the age of only 29. Anytime a player still at the peak of their abilities retires before the age of 30, you know, pain, hurt, and injuries are a component. Ragnow saying as much in his statement for the reasons around his retirement from football. You really feel for Frank Ragnow, and it's significant news for Detroit in an offseason of change. Ragnow was a first-round pick back in 2018 by the Lions. He spent the entirety of his seven-year career in Detroit. He was an all-pro selection, second-team all-pro each of the past two seasons, in which, of course, the Lions won a division in each of the two for the first time in three decades, won a playoff game in 2023 for the first time in 32 years, reached the NFC Championship game in 2023 for the first time in more than 30 years as well. Frank Ragnow, a critical component of the turnaround in Detroit, DRS, a big blow for him. You feel for him and hope he has better health now that his football days are done, and a big blow for the Lions entering 2025 as well.
It is a big blow for the Lions here, because again, you're talking about going to training camp in less than a month here, and without maybe your best offensive, well, I mean, Penei Sewell, they have a great offensive line, but talking about that key cog, you're talking about the guy that is the quarterback of the offensive line that makes all of the adjustments here, and that ground game really went because of Ragnow and how dominant he was up front. You might say, oh, yeah, well, if you're a mid-level guy, a veteran at the end of it, it's no big deal. Like, no, look at those statistics here. Seven seasons, a four-time Pro Bowler and a three-time All-Pro, which means he's one of the best at his position. Yeah. In the entire sport here, heading into training camp, not a good sign. You lose Ben Johnson, your offensive coordinator. Now you lose the quarterback of your offensive line. They'll be able to recover. They're talented. They'll make some moves, but you're not going to replace that guy. That is extremely hard to do here. 29 years old at the top of his game, just can't get it done anymore due to injuries. That's football, man. That's a hard life.
And maybe you're thinking, DRS, all right, he's retiring at 29 after only 7 years. How banged up was he the past few seasons? Did he only play like 10 total games? No. Frank Ragnow was out there battling through injuries, at least 15 regular season games played for Detroit each of the previous three seasons, in which he made the Pro Bowl in all three. And of course, a key cog in the center of that offensive line for the Lions in their last two playoff runs. And DRS, when you think about how Detroit reworked this franchise to have a completely different outlook and standard of success than we have largely known in the Motor City for the last 30 years. You think of Jared Goff coming over and playing great football. You think of Ben Johnson, the offensive mastermind, and Aaron Glenn, and we'll talk about their departures in just a matter of moments. The drafting of Jahmyr Gibbs to pair with David Montgomery, Jameson Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Sam Laporta. But really, to me, an emphasis for both Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson offensively was building up that O-line. And the Eagles are probably the best. And if they're the best, Detroit might be number two and not by all that far off. They had a consistent O-line each of the past few seasons with some stalwarts of this franchise. Of course, Frank Ragnow in the middle, Taylor Decker on that left side, and you have a guy in Graham Glasgow who is the right guard who's probably going to have to shift into that center spot more than likely for Detroit to try to keep that standard. But when you do that, you also lose Kevin Zeitler, who was there last season in Detroit, a free agent deal with Tennessee, the veteran who has been a part of the NFL for plenty of years. Donnie, a lot to discuss around Detroit. We'll do so starting in hour two, but the Lions have a lot of holes to fill this offseason.
Yeah, they do. And also a lot of questions that you can just keep this machine moving without the engine, which was your offensive coordinator being the maestro and pulling the strings on all those sensational plays that you watch. And also that dominant ground game starts with the center, making adjustments up front and being an absolute road grader. Because there's great centers. Like, hey, he's a great pass blocking center. Frank Ragnow is an unbelievable run blocking center, and that's going to hurt them moving forward. You'll find out. It's a good football team. It's a tough schedule. We get that. But that's never good where you didn't have time to acclimate and say, you know what? Maybe our draft would have been different. Maybe our offseason would have been different if we had known this earlier. But as a true professional, it's like, you know what? I'm going to give it every chance, and I'm just not going to. He could have just sat out and said, you know what? It's about money. Give me more money. I'll come back for one more year. No, he's like, I'm done. Like, I can't go out there anymore. And he had to retire.
You saw that schedule board for the Lions in 2025. We'll dive even deeper when hour two starts next.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.